To the middle of the Tessaman Aleph. The Rebbe, Hai Torah Achas my Ovid Leif, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, Rebbe, Hai Torah Achas my Ovid Leif. What does Rebbe do with Torah Achas? That's the one detail we haven't cleaned up yet. So he says, "Mi boy leilach d'tanya l'fi shmatzina shechilu kasvim yichidim merubim yichidim meskilu l'fi gemonim polit merubim sayif v'gemonim abed." Right? Everyone knows there's a difference in avodah zarah b'mezid between a whole city and between individuals. Right? Individuals have the chumra of skila, but the kula that we don't confiscate their money. A city, when you're in dachas, has a slightly lower type of misa sayif, but we burn all the property. So you might think, you might think we should also distinguish between the karbonos of a yachid and a yechidim and merubim. Talmud lomar Torah achas yelachem. So therefore we say Torah achas yelachem, that's the same, there's no difference in yechidim and merubim in avodah zarah b'shogeg. Now they have to start masal chilkim yagrunia. Time to cause we're on Torah achas yelachem. Halavach yehavmin lechalik. What do you mean? You would have a half, I mean, if not Torah Achas, you would be mechalik and make a new carbon and make a different carbon, right? My Lysu, right? Half can you be mechalik? What carbon would you have suggested? And to understand the Gemara here, you have to understand we're operating within two constraints, right? One constraint is that obviously it's not the carbon that someone else brings for something else, because that wouldn't be a new chiluk. But as the Tosfos Rishonim and the other Rishonim point out, obviously it's not an entirely new, unprecedented carbon, because that would be too much of a chiddush if the Torah didn't say so. So we're walking a tightrope. Like, the havmina has to be to have something that's not the same as another karbon, but not unprecedented. So what would they bring? So the Gemara says, Laisu par? No, tzibur b'shemetz was a maisu, right? The tzibur, if they do other chayim krisu, brings a par. Kispa, brings kispa? No, yachim b'shemetz was a maisi. Bring a sa'ir? No, nasi b'shemetz was a maisi. Bring a par lo'olav sar l'chatas? No, that's sivra avodah chob mu d'maisi. Ela maisi ira, bring a sivra, yachidami hainu karbano for avodah zarah. It's derich. Sad that, no, still we need Torah Achas, because we could have had a havmina. What are the two possible havminas we could have had? Either A, hovet sivra bor ra maisu par lo'olav sar l'chatas inu nami nisu ipcha. Matter of havmina to bring A, sa'ir la'ola and par l'chatas, because that is not redundant, but on the other hand, it's not unprecedented, because the same two karbonos as the tzibur of avodas chovim, just switching which is the oral, which is the katas. Inam itzarf in the kakana. We might have thought they need to bring a karbon, but they can't, and therefore they're just stuck without kapara. So we could have had the havmin either to be mechalik, and they bring a new, but based on old karbon of a par le katas v'sair leola, or you might have thought we're mechalik, and they have to bring a carbon, but there's no carbon to find for them to bring, so they're just stuck carbonless, which is, I guess, financial advantage, but a spiritual disadvantage. Ein lo takana. Kamash mon Torah achas that we're not mechalik. Now, what does this gemara mean? There are 3.5 different shatim in the Gaonim Rishonim as to what this, yeah.
Ein lo takana means you can never get kapara, or you can still
do tshuva? Right, you can't bring a carbon for kapara. Maybe tshuva, kippur, whatever, you have to look at the chilukei kapara. Right. Basically, it would be like if you did a b'mezid. There's kapara for a mezid, but it's not as easy as for a shogeg, right? You would need whatever you would need for kapara of a mezid b'chora, which for chayvei krisus would be yisurin, right? So you wouldn't get kapara until you had tshuva and yisurin, and Yom Kippur also. So what exactly is the havamina, and what's the maskana here? So why do I say 3.5 shatim? Who's the half shot? Really not even a half. Okay. Rav Haigel. No, that's a pshat. Why are you insulted by calling it a havmina? Okay, so says the Rif. It's really very uncharacteristic of the Rif. We know it's very uncharacteristic because he himself apologizes for being uncharacteristic. He says, right, I wouldn't have really talked about this. Is when did the Rif talk about karbanos? But the Rif goes into like a whole, so far in the whole Masechet Yevamos, he's had like 6 lines. Now he goes into a whole page on, I'm exaggerating a little, and he says, V'ika minayu, he says, everyone has a kasha on this. Hai shmaitz akashi lu ravusa. Ravusa, of course, means the go'onin in the Rif. V'gahavu batuvu lo sakalu kol ikar. Ika minayu manda armer ki midrash de derevi in a Torah ach lo yitachin. That's called the half shot, right? Someone says, it doesn't make any sense. Of course, that's not really how the Gemara makes sense. Who's the one who says it doesn't make any sense? The Rif doesn't say who says it doesn't make any sense. But we know the Rach and Horios quotes the Man de Amar who doesn't make any sense. He quotes the same people with names. The Rif never quotes with names. He's like the proto Meiri. But who's the one who says it doesn't make any sense? Says the... Oh, this is not Horios. I keep picking up Kutchin when I'm looking for Horios. You understand the problem. The Rabbi Nochananel and Horios quotes that Ra'isi Omar Baruch, whatever that is, Ra'isi Shekaz Rav Haigon Zatzal, under Owen, King Redish Rebbe in the Torah, Lo Yitachin. It's the same Lashon, right? The exact same Lashon. Rav Haigon was the Peshad who says, it doesn't make any sense. I can't understand this Gemara. Why? So the Gemara says, we might think to be Mechalkin Yachin and Rabin. And Kamashon, we're not Mechalkin Yachin and Rabin. So says Rav Haigon. Right, so if Haigon says, I don't understand this Gemara, what do you mean, have a mean in the chalik between Yachin and Sibor? There is a chalik between Yachin and Sibor. It says so in the Chumash in Parsha Shlach. A Sibor Babodus Kochavim brings a parlo olin sar lachatas, and a Yachin brings a Sibor lachatas, says. V'emei neha eida nesal shgaga. The view called Haida, etc., etc. And then it says, V'nefesh achas techta, etc., etc. It's like, what do you have in your mechalik? And Kamash will not be mechalik. What do you mean, the chiluk's right there in the chumash? What do you have me to make two chilukim? So if Haigon just doesn't understand the Gemara, he possibly doesn't understand the Gemara. So obviously, that's not a real shot of the Gemara. I don't know Rav Haigon. I assume Rav Haigon didn't mean to say that he knows better than Rav Yehuda Nasi and he's erasing the Gemara. He meant to say that he wasn't Zocha to figure out this Gemara. But nonetheless, the other Gonim tried. And their most difficult shot is Rav Nisim Gonim. That's what's quoted next in the Gemara. How do we know it's Rav Nisim Gonim quoted next in the Rif? It says, V'ikaminayu. Well, the Rav gives us a hint. Rav Nisim Bar Yaakov Zal, Atkafta Pirsha Ba'an Pachrinik, Zasidna Betchilas Perish Yivamos. Says when Nisim Gonim gave a different shot, says Rabbeinu Chananel, as I wrote in the beginning of Yevamos. We don't have the Rabbeinu Chananel in Yevamos, but Mistama, if the Rif had Rav Haigon another shot, and Rabbeinu Chananel had Rav Haigon another shot, and Rav Chananel also wrote the Yevamos, it's the same shot. And we know anyway from two other Rishonim that the Rif here is quoting Rav Nisim Gonim. The Ravon in the beginning of Yevamos, not a lot of Ravon in the beginning of Yevamos, says he thought of this on his own and then found it in Rabbeinu Nisim Gonim. Strange, such a difficult shot. I have left enough trouble finding Rav Nisim Gonim. The Ravon thought of it on his own. And also the very obscure sefer, which we mentioned last year, very obscure but very cool, called Yichusei Tanan Vamorayim, also mentions this at length in the name of Rav Nisim Gonim and agrees with it. So the Ravon and the Yichusei Tanan Vamorayim both agree with Rav Nisim Gonim. What's Rav Nisim Gonim's pshat? He says that no, that the having is not just chiluk between individuals and communities. No, that's in the Chumash. That's not like a havamina in a discussion in Shaka Vataria. He says, the Hami is the chiluk between Yichudim, Yechidim, and Merubin, similar to Ir HaNidachas. In Ir HaNidachas, what are Yechidim and what are Merubin? Yechidim are... How do you define Yechidim and Merubin for the purpose of Ir HaNidachas, like we said? A Mias of the town and the Rove of the town, right? So it says, that's what... The Chumash doesn't say anything about Mias of the town and Rove of the town, right? Chumash says, Tzibur and Yachid. He doesn't say where to draw the line. Right? So that's where Rav Nisim Gonim said, came the Chazal cycle of no lekin lift about fame and hachin, the ikimenai, sorry, that's still Rav Haigon. He says that he said, didn't work and he says nothing we can do. But ikimenai, man, the pirkala of Kushim, kamar hachi. Vanisham mekra chili ben yichilim rubim karmen of those common, the chivichis guvalos is gosh common, so as a eloch, save a hayamene, aiden eslos gaga, etc. Nefsh achas, etc. The yachin chilik hasa, the xivim yet in nefsh achas, the yichidim lochi, like, yeah, that. Torah Chalukin, Tzibur and Yachid, not Yechidim and Merubin, not Miot of a city and Rov of a city. Therefore, that's a Havmina to have a Chiluk that's not Mefurish in the Torah between Miot of a city and Rov of a city, and that's a reasonable Havmina. Torah had a Chiluk, but in Mazid, we specifically draw a line between 49% of a city and 51% of a city. So you might have had a Havmina B'Shogeg also, not to have a general Chiluk, to draw a line between 49% of a city and 51% of a city. That's what you might have had the Havamina. And that's what he says. Elal yichidim shem rabim. Ma'ihu ir shuhudach mi'uta. You might have had me. Ir shuhudach mi'uta is different. Shem eskilu ki yachid. Kamar itana. Shechilakos v'yonidach da mira ir shen yichidim rover shem rubin. In a mezid of yonidachas, there's a halachic difference between 49% of the city and 51% of the city. The Torah never said anything, the shogeg, that a carbon just between one person and everyone. We might have a hami to 49% of a city is treated like a yachid b'mezid. It should be treated like a yachid, or sorry, it should have a different carbon. The law of you carbon sieber, not a carbon sieber. So one shot is, we won't count with is Rav Nissim going, and the Ravan, and the Yichus HaTam Avram, but we'll leave it as Rav Nissim going to the Ravan for now. Right? That's the Yesh Mepharshim Rif, who has an answer. He says that what is the Havamina L'chalek? The Havamina is that Mia Ta'ir doesn't bring carbon sebor, but rather what? But rather either this reversed carbon sebor, or nothing, right? That's the 2 days in the end. Doesn't bring carbon sieber. And what is the doesn't bring carbon sieber? Unlike Rov Ha'ir, who bring a carbon sieber. And what is the Hamashvalon of Torah Achas? Kamashla is that you're not mechalik, and even Miyat Ha'ir brings carbon sieber. That's Rav Nissim Gaon. Okay, what does everyone in the world think about Rav Nissim Gaon? Right? No one likes Rav Nissim Gaon, except for the Ravan. No one likes Rav Nissim Gaon. The Rif himself says, the Rach says it doesn't make any sense, the Rif says it doesn't make any sense, the Rishonim, most of them don't mention him, but those who do say he doesn't mention it, it make any sense. The Rif says, Chai Be'aynis, Chad Me'aynis, Bava Shmaitza, Libi Da Hyperushim, Ashkala Kula Kushya. He says, this answer the Kasha, the whole Sugya is Kasha, Mitchila V'ad Sof. What's the basic problem? Now the Rif, then he has some Diyukim, and this Lashon, that Lashon. What's the basic problem of the Rif with Rav Nissim Gaon? What's the basic problem? I know he makes diyukim the lush and the sugya, but yeah, those you can always get out of. What's the basic problem with Rav Nissim Gaon? That maskana is just mufrach. It's not true. It's Reform Judaism, right? Whoever heard of a miyat ha'ir bringing a carbon seber? Look at Maseches Horios. Who brings? Right? The Rach says the straight. The who brings a carbon seber? How many people have to do the Avira in order to bring the carbon Helim Davar Shel Tzibur? Rove of Am Yisrael, or according to Rav Yehuda, who holds Goyuk Hal Goyim Yemi Mecca, right? That a every Shevet is called a Kahal, so maybe Rove of a Shevet, but for sure not Rove of a city, and for sure not Miyot of a city. What do I mean Miyot of a city? Now, it's not so clearly, please tell me around deals with. What a Miyot of a city means. Maybe one guy is Miyot of a city. No, one guy is obviously a Yachid. So he points out that Miyot of a city has to be at least 10 or 100 people. It's a machlokus what defines a city. So let's say it's at least a minion, right? 10 people. So what are you saying? A minion of guys in one city. You know, you have, I don't know, Yerushalayim. You find 10 guys in Yerushalayim who do have Avodah Zarah b'shogeg. Lamaskana, they bring a carbon sieber? That's the most ridiculous thing you ever heard. You need Rov Am Yisrael to bring a carbon sieber. Or at least rope the shaven.
Could we, is there any room to say a machlokes hasugyas, or?
Maybe, let's come back to it. But, and the Rif adds another problem here. He says very clearly, the Gemara Darshan Horios, that you only bring the carbon sebra and avodas kochavim if, what did the Rif emphasize? If, why did they do the Aveir B'shogeg? Harav who? A Bezen HaGadol. They say it has to be Bezen HaGadol. If it's 69 of them, it's no good, right? Has to be Bezen HaGadol. So the problem is, right? It's just that the maskana is not true. Okay, so let's try to find a different shot. All right, let's come back to it. Meanwhile, let's try to find another shot. Who wants to give me a different shot on what it means to be mechalik ben Reuben b'yichidin That's obviously not the same as we already have in the Chumash. Anyone want to give me a different shot? It's not so hard. You don't have to invent it.
Rashi.
And who agrees with Rashi? What? The Riff. And all the other Rishonim. But we didn't necessarily see them all. All the other Rishonim agree with Rashi and the Riff. Between Rashi and the Riff, right? Rashi, the Riff, and everyone else. Right? Shari Rishonim say, what's the Havmin? They say, the Nizam Gaon almost got it right. The Havmin is that there's a difference between Miyot of the city and Rob the city. What's the only thing the Nizam Gaon got wrong? He almost got it right. It's which direction, right? The Havmin is, yeah, you're right, the Havmin is the Chal between Rob the city and Miyot of the city. But not that Rob the city brings Korban Tzibur, Havmin, Machalik, Miyot of the city. No, Kamash won't Miyot of the city also. No, the Havmin is the opposite. It's pasha that miyot of the city doesn't bring a carbon seabor, right? So what's the havmina? Havmina is that rov ha'ir doesn't bring a carbon yachid, unlike miyot ha'ir, who bring a carbon yachid. It's not that it was pasha that rov ha'ir brings a carbon seabor and you might bring a chalik and miyot ha'ir. No. It's pasha that miyot ha'ir brings carbon yachid. What do you mean? 10 guys in Beitar worship Avodah Zarah? Of course they're yichidim. So, but the havin, maybe if rov ha'ir does it, maybe that kataka be different. Maybe your rov ha'ir is already, that's a reasonable havmina. Maybe rov ha'ir is not yichidim anymore. They're not a seabor, but they're not yichidim. They should have some new carbon or tzarek ha'in l'takana. That's not a crazy havmina. Just like by Mezid, by your Nidachas, or if Rov here worship of Zor Mezid, we do something special. Not like all of Klal Yisrael. Wouldn't tell all of Klal Yisrael, not like Yechidim. So if Rov here does Beshogeg, maybe she does something special. Either Par Lachata Sar La'ola or Tsar Fein La'takana. What's the Kamash one? Kamash one is that no. Even Rov Ha'ir brings Karban Yachid, and that matches the accepted halacha. Right, the accepted halacha is that everyone brings a carbon yachid unless it's the whole rov ha-tzibur, the whole shevet or the whole Am Yisrael, depending on the whole sanar in Horius. That's a very reasonable pshat. And it's basically starting the same point as Nisim going, so taking the opposite direction, you reach a reasonable maskana. That's probably the pashat pshat in the sugya. Just the rach in Horius seems to have a third pshat. The Rach in Horius seems to have a third pshat. Let's see if I can read the small. Yachol mechalik perbno sehem perish b'shigas meisel chuda below hora. Right. So, what does he say? He says that no, we're dealing with. We're dealing with Reuben, Yechidim versus all of Am Yisrael. Havamin and Mechalik being the whole nation and Yechidim. Now, what did Rav Chaim Gaon say? What do you mean Havamin? It's the Pasuk that's dividing the whole nation and Yechidim. Is it true that in the Pasuk there's a difference between the whole nation doing an Avera and Yechidim doing an Avera? In the Pasuk, there's only a difference between the whole nation and Yechidim if, what's the condition? It's Horas Bez and Agadol. But if on their own, the whole nation makes, let's say the Noras Bezna Gadol, right? Somehow it's, I don't know, they a rumor started that it's mutter to, I don't know, a rumor started that, I don't know, it's mutter to bow down to a cross, right? And it went, what are they calling it? It went viral, right? No Bezna Gadol. It went viral on Twitter. Everyone got a tweet, right? That's what it's called? Yeah. So, all of a sudden, everyone starts thinking they can do this, and 90% of Am Yisrael, Chas V'Shalom, all worship over the Zarah B'Shogeg. So, but without any Horas Bez Nagadol, that's the old fashioned, that's before the internet. Without any Horas Bez Nagadol. So, in that case, I know the Torah is not explicit as they're dividing Rabim and Yachid or not. Torah never says explicitly. So that's what Rabbeinu Chananel says. He says it's like Yerni Dachas. Not that we're talking about miyot ear versus rov ear. and that we're talking about without hara. That's the example we take from Nidachas, according to Rav Nissim Gaon, according to the standard interpretation, is that we're discussing the difference between most of a city and the minority of a city. According to Rabbi Yochanan, no, we're taking from Nidachas, the Havmina, that there's a chiluk even when people do things on their own. So what's the Havmina? The Havmina is that Rov Tzibor without Haras Bezdin doesn't bring a Karban Yachid, unlike Yechidim without Haras Bezdin, who does bring a Karban Yachid. That's the Havmina. A Yachid who doesn't have Haras on his own brings a Karban Yachid. But we were thinking, no, there's nothing in Yachid and Tzibor. Nothing to do with cities. Something to do with not having Bezdin involved. Even if Bezdin's not involved, there's a difference. A Tzibor doesn't bring a Karban Yachid if they all do the affair on their own. One's like, what's the Kamash one? Kamash one is that? No. Even Rov Tzibor, if there's no Haras Bezdin Agadol, bring Karban Yachid. Each guy in the Tzibor has to bring a Karban Yachid if, even if there is, I don't know, there's 6 million Jews here and 5 million of them worship a Zarek B'Shogig on their own without a Haras Bezdin Agadol, then they, just a busy day in the Beis HaMikdash, they bring 5 million Karban Yachids, just like a Yachid. There's no chiluk between a Yachid and a Tzibor other than Haras Bezdin Agadol, which is mentioned in the Torah. And this also matches the accepted halacha and doesn't have anything wrong with it. I mean, you might like Rashi's shot better because it's like closer to the model of Berni Dachas. There's nothing wrong with Berni Dachas. And I'll just read you. I'll show you where he says this. He says it sort of roundabout. But he says, Yachon l'chalat karbonos seihem perish b'shigas maisa l'chuda b'lo hara. Without hara. We're talking just shigas maisa without hara. The chol chad b'chad ben yachon ben ram makes ira. And the halacha in the end is that every chad b'chad brings their own karbon yachid. Even the whole Yisrael, if they do it without a Haras Bezdin Agadol, each guy brings the Karban Yachid. That's Maskana according to him. That's Maskana according to the Rah. Okay. These are three ways of reading the Gemara. Yes?
According to Rah, why is it so you talk about that the Nisa is Sayyid
and Abba? So you have to say, right, according to the other Pshat, we understand. They say, just like we have the difference in Sayyid versus Skila and Mama and Pali versus Avad, between most of the city and Rope City and Miot City. If it may, you might think that it's a chilik b'shogeg. So the Rakhim say, just like there's a chilik between a lot of people and a few people, b'mezit, you might have had a chilik between a lot of people and a b'mezit on their own. Obviously, the Haras Bezdin Agadol, in the case of any dachas. So just, you know, it's a little looser. Just like there's a chilik between a lot of people and a little people on their own b'mezit, you might think there's a chilik between a lot of people and a few people on their own b'shogeg. And b'stami, you'd be thinking of Rov Tzibor versus Yechidim. Kamash v'lan not. Okay, now the only thing that is left to do is to explain how Rav Nissim Gaon is not crazy. Right, what's Pshat of Rav Nissim Gaon? So, I think you can... first of all, let's address the... I think you can take this in two directions. First of all, for sure, the Rif says, come on, it's a Mefurish Gemara in Horios. The Rif says that there's no Karban Tzibor Bavodas Kochavim unless there's Haras Bezdin Agadol. So how can you say, well, Maskana, there's a Karban Tzibor for 10 guys in a city, or even if you hold 100 guys in a city, whichever sheet do you follow. It's Machlokis, whether Irani Dachas has to be 10 or 100 guys. So Maskana here also, Miot, the Yichus Namorim says Machlokis. Let's call it 10. There's a minion, one minion. You're going to tell me to bring Karban Tzibor as Haras Bezdin Agadol. So I think one thing you have to add to Rav Nissim Gaon is that brings Karban Tzibor, you can add if they followed Haras Bezdin. Nissim never said there was no Haras Bezdin. Maybe it's a case where they didn't follow Haras Bezdin. Not so crazy. Maybe some medication they did follow Haras Bezdin. But what's the main problem with Nissim? The main problem is that who ever heard of 10 guys bringing Karban Tzibor? You need a Tzibor to bring a Karban Tzibor, right? That's the main problem of Nissim Gaon. And here, I can answer in two ways. You'll tell me if you like any of these ways. Right, what's the problem? Haskana is not true. First of all, the Rif says, it's not true. You can't have carbon tzibur without a Rosh Bezin Agadol. All right, so fine. So say there was a Rosh Bezin Agadol. Problem is, you can't have 10 guys bring a carbon tzibur. You need Rov tzibur bring a carbon tzibur. That's all over Horios. So I think you have to answer one of two ways. Problem, not true. Right? 10 people can't bring a carbon tzibur. So, how can you say that's maskana, that 10 people bring a carbon tzibur? So I think you can answer this in one of two ways. Let's answer misimo. One way is to make a tremendous chish. And this is going to be very dachuk in all Maseches Horios. In all Maseches Horios, it starts talking about how like the Rov Tzibur brings the carbon parhel and darshal tzibur for Shar Mitzvos. And in Avodah Zarah, they bring parla ola and sarah l'chathis, etc. It always seems to compare, and we know that's the gzera shava me'ine me'ine. Compare the carbon of Avodah Kochavim to the carbon of other mitzvos. But maybe you could say no. They don't mean to always compare the carbon of Avodah Kochavim to the carbon of Shar Mitzvos. Only sometimes. Maybe you could take one derech to, let's call this 1.1, the first derech to justify Nisim is to say no. By Shar Mitzvos, what's the lashon of the Torah by Shar Mitzvos? V'im kol adas Yisrael yishgu v'nelam davar me'enei hakahal v'yasu. What does it say? Shar Mitzvos, it says, V'im kol adas Yisrael yishgu. So therefore, only if Rov Kahal sins. Right? That's Shar Mitzvos. But by Avodah Zarah, what does it say? But by Avodah Zarah, in Parsha Shlach, it says, Em me'enei ha'eda nesta b'shkaga. If anyone wants to check on the Chumash, they can see that I'm quoting accurately. Right? Em me'enei ha'eda nesta b'shkaga. Right? It doesn't say, kol adas yo yishkin. It says, me'enei ha'eda nesta b'shkaga. Of course, then it says, ve'asu kol. Right? Ve'asu kol kol. But it never says, it says everyone sinned. Of course, everyone means Rov. By Shar Mitzvos and Parshas by Yikra, Parhel and Darshal Tzibur. But it never says everyone sinned by Sirei Avodah Zarah. So maybe the Rav Nissim would be Mechadish, a tremendous Chiddush, that all the Gemaras and Horias about most people sinning, those were only by Shar Mitzvos. And even though in Horias always said Avodah Zarah is the same as Shar Mitzvos, I mean for some details, not for this detail. You have to be tremendous chiddush. All the Gemara that Rov Kol sinning are only by other mitzvos. And the Gemara never told us in Horios. But that's a difference in Shar Mitzvos and Avodah Zarah. Shar Mitzvos, only if everyone sinned. Avodah Zarah, as long as it comes from Enei Ha'ida is a remnant of the Sanhedrin, even if only some people sin, even if only Rov Ha'ir and Lamaskana, even if only even Amir Ha'ir sins, they still bring a carbon sefer. That's a tremendous chiddush. And the Rav Nathan would say, what do you mean it's not anywhere in Horios? It's in this sugya! But it's a tremendous chiddush. It doesn't sound that way from Pshashim Shad of Chumash, doesn't sound that way. Pshashim Shad of Mishnayos doesn't sound that way. Pshashim Shad of Gemaras doesn't sound that way. But maybe that's what Rav Nathan holds. He holds that Avodah Zarah is more chomer, and even if Miot Kahal, even if Miot Ha'ir sins, as long as they sinned, Be'al Ras Bez and Agadol, they have to bring a karbon. You could even, if you want, add that perhaps the svar for this is, right, it's a chumr of Avodah Zarah. Here it's more chumr, even if only Miyat Ha'ir sinned, they still have to bring a carbon sefer. Yes?
Why is a carbon sefer more chumr than a carbon yachid?
You're right, I don't mean more chumr, but what I mean is that, like, sort of, it's a bigger... It seems like carbon sefer is a bigger deal, right? And I'll add in a second what I mean. What might be the svar for this? So I don't know for sure what the svar for this might be, but it could be there's a fundamental difference between Avodah Zarah, the relationship in Yochanan and Tzibur and Avodah Zarah, and the relationship in Yochanan and Tzibur in Shar Mitzvos, right? Obviously, it goes that same, right? Let's all be normal here, right? Push comes to shove. If a few guys do any mitzvah, whether it was or anything else, It's not like the whole tzibur of Rishayim. Right? That's what Hashem says to Abraham in Parshas. Abraham says to Hashem in Parshas Vayera. Right? So obviously, we're not going to say that everyone's chayav for anything any Jew does. It's not as if they did their avera. On the other hand, obviously, anytime any Jews do any averas, it's bad for the tzibur as a whole. Right? Because the question is a matter of balance, right? And I think here we do find, where do we find in the Chumash a striking difficulty in Pshuto Shel Mikra when it comes to the relationship between the Averas of a Yachid and the Averas of a Tzibur in Avodah Zarah? A striking difficulty in reading Pshat in the Chumash. Even if you're a Goy and you're just trying to read from the King James Bible, you're going to say, hold on a second, this doesn't make sense. What's Pshat here? I don't know how to read these Pshukim. Where do we find that? Okay. Who does Shnei make the Echad Targum every week? Raise your hand. The beginning of Nitzavim, right? What does Rashi point out? It says the beginning of Nitzavim, right? Pen yesh vachem ish o isha o mishpacha o shev and Hashem l'vofo ne'ayom. Even an ish or an isha, right? Who's l'vofo ne'ayom im Hashem l'okein l'lech l'avodos l'okein 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 l'okein, sorry, ha'goyim ha'ein. Right? Maybe you'll have one or two people who think they can get out. You have a shomer who think they can get out of this Allah. Nope. Lo yovashem shloach lo. Yos yeshan afishim kinesol ba'isha who barav to vokal ha'Allah v'vdilo Hashem l'ra. Right? What'll happen if a yachid worships the bazara? V'vdilo Hashem will separate him out of the kosher to Israel and punish him. He'll take care of that yachid. So far, so good. Right? V'amar hadorach rom b'neichem asher yichum yachrichim anachriyah sheyivom yisuch ha'kavru es makos ha'oritz ahibias tachlu esham v'vdilo Hashem ba. Then the next generation will come and see all the plagues that Hashem visited upon this country, Gafrisan Srefa Cholartsa, like Stom and Amora. Hashem Kahalo Oretz Hazos. Why did Hashem destroy the whole Eretz of the Jews? Etc. Right? Hold on a second. Rashi points out, he brings the members.
It starts with one guy, and Hashem says, oh, I'll take care of that one guy. Not to worry. I'll kick that one guy out and I'll smite him.
And then all of a sudden it says, and when Hashem does that, everyone will see the makos of the whole country. And they'll say, why did Hashem destroy the whole country? They'll say, actually, they left Hashem. So what's Pshat? So Rashi points out here that it means that, right, the key is, Pen yesh b'chem shoresh poreh rosh v'lana. What's a shoresh poreh?
Rosh v'lana are bitter things, right? Doesn't really matter what they look like. What is a shoresh poreh? Means that it propagates, right? It spreads.
Right, it's a cancer. Shoresh, it's a root. Horeh, like Puruvu. Rosh Lana, that spreads the Avodah Zarah.
So I think that what we see in Nitzavim is that even if only some people worship Avodah Zarah, and it seems like a chit yachid at first, and really only the yachid deserves onesh, it's a shoresh, pereh, rosh lana, really is considered a chit tzibur because it affects the whole tzibur.
Somehow it could be that Avodah Zarah, isho isha, ashalu b'foneh, yom yom sholi lolech, la'avodah zaloheh, v'imahein, could be that Avodah Zarah is more of an affection on the tzibur, even a small amount of people doing Avodah Zarah ends up ruining all of Am Yisrael, mash enkein for all other mitzvos. Of course, Kol Yisrael are even zedoset, which is where Rashi ends up here. But specifically by Avodah Zarah, we have, the Torah mentions that even the Avodah Zarah of small number of people is really a pagam in the tzibur. So it could be that you could say, yes, when Beis Din makes a hara and chilev and dam and pigle and nosar and chametz and Yom Kippur, and only a few people follow it, that's a matter for Yechidim. That's not an inyan of the tzibur. Because even though Beis Din HaGadol made the mistake, but since only a few Yechidim followed it, that's more their personal problem. And the emphasis is their personal problem, not a gam in the tzibur. But and if some people go and worship Avodah Zarah on their own, then also you can say that's their personal problem. They're not mature to the tzibur. But when the Beis Din and the tzibur lead some people into worshiping Avodah Zarah, those people are doing it. They're not even just doing it on their own, right? They're doing it as going along with the Beis Din HaGadol. They're doing it as following the derech of the tzibur. They're setting precedent for the tzibur. So it could be that when Beis Din HaGadol is moreh, and even a million of people worship Avodah Zarah, now not one person,
Because we know one person is nefesh achas, but at least a mir ha'ir, a minion that's the mir of the, even though it's only the mir of the city, then you could say that a mir of people doing avodah zarah, that's a begam, that's considered a chiyuv, an ashma for the whole am, based on the psukim and nitzavim perhaps. So maybe that's the svara. The svara might be that in avodah zarah, even a miut, not a yachid, has to be a miut, not a yachid. A yachid is really just one guy, right? Halacha l'maisa, that's not as bad. But a miut, let's say a minion that's all lives in one city, that's a miut of one city, even a miut, if they have a basis in Horas Bezdin, so they're not just some crazy people going off on their own and making a new country and seceding. No, they're representing the Derech L'Tzibur. Even a miut is considered a chiyuv on the whole tzibur. Maybe that's the svara. That some of the chumar avodah zarah, again, you would ask, why is this not hinted at anywhere in Horios, anywhere in the Pesukim? I don't know. If it's a maskana. But even a mir, even a minion of guys in one shtetl. And even if they're only a mir of that shtetl, a minion of guys in a decent sized shtetl, still are mechayiv the whole am, especially since they're poor rosh v'landa, because they're not just one guy, they're a mir. They're a minion, they're a congregation, and they're not just striking off on their own, they're following Bezin HaGadol, so you could say that's already the beginnings of a corruption of all of Klal Yisrael.
One could extend that a little bit more, saying that if there's such a group, it's as if the entire tzibur is actually doing it.
Okay, but you have to explain why.
It's not just that they're a group within the tzibur. It's the whole tzibur is now doing it because they're
represented by this group. Right, that's some of the chumar of avodah zarah. We take the actions of a small group are more significant to that avodah zarah than in other aveiros because they're sure as poor rosh v'lana. That's one derech. In which case, you would say it's not that the maskana is not true. The maskana is true. It's just a tremendous chiddush that overturns everything we always thought about horios. Okay, could be. Or so one is saying maskana really is true. Oh, it seems to be against everything we know from Horios. No, all those lines in Horios were about other mitzvos, where it says Kol Adas Yisrael Yishu. They weren't about avodah zarah, and we're supposed to figure that out on our own. The other derech is, and I don't have a course for any of these things, is that the maskana is really not a chiddush. And here you make one okimta. Now you're going to think this is cheap, but maybe you can make the okimta. That Rov Tzibur sinned. The Rov Tzibur sinned. And in this city, there was a Rov or a Miut. The Rov Tzibur sinned with the Rov or Miut Ha'ir. In which case, it's not a big Chiddush. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that, what's the Maskana? The Maskana is whether it's most of the people in town or some of the people in the town, if Rov or Am Yisrael sinned, then they join the Korban Tzibur. Maskana is Pashut. Maskana is no Chiddush. It just means whether Rov or Miut Ha'ir, they join the Rov Tzibur in bringing Korban Tzibur. I mean, it doesn't mean this crazy Chiddush that a Miut or a Rov here brings their own Korban Tzibur. Just means if 51% of the Jews in Israel sinned, and in my town it was only Rove of the town or Miut of the town, you might have thought if Rove of the town sins, they join the rest of the Tzibur. Miut of the town sins, they don't join the rest of the Tzibur. Kamash one, whether it's 1 or 100 or 1,000 people in a town who sinned, they join the Rove Tzibur. But then we're just going to ask, what's the Havamina? What then is the Havmina? The Havmina is that a Miut Ha'ir can't be mitzdaref to the Tzibur to bring a Korban Tzibur, right? That's the Havmina. The Havmina is not that a Miut Ha'ir doesn't bring on their own. Havmina, the Miut Ha'ir can't join all of Am Yisrael. Kamashlan, even a Miut Ha'ir can join all of Am Yisrael. What's the Havmina? Why should a Miut Ha'ir not be able to join all of Am Yisrael? What difference does it make if you're a Miut Ha'ir or a Rov Ha'ir? So I think to explain the Havmina, you have to use the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Mamrim. What do I mean, Zev? What does the Rambam say in the beginning of Hilchos Mamrim? In the old days of Bez Nagadol, there was no machlokas b'Yisrael. Why not? Because all Jews were lobotomized and agreed with each other? Why was there no machlokas b'Yisrael in the old days? Well, there was machlokas b'Yisrael. What he means is that there was a way to resolve the machlokas b'Yisrael. Obviously, all Jews never agreed with each other. We still have Jewish genes. Means there was, and it's good that we argue with each other. That's Mochamta Shel Torah. But there was a way to resolve it and get to a maskana. It's good to have healthy intellectual debate, and it's good to reach a practical maskana. Why in the old days was the no machlokas? What was the maskana? Bez Nagadol. Is that what the Rambam says? In the old days, let me misquote you the Rambam. In the old days, there's no machlokas Yisrael. Whenever anyone had a suffin, they went to Bez Nagadol, and Bez Nagadol resolved it and Shalom al Yisrael. Is that what the Rambam says? No. You could have guessed no. I'm not that mean. What did the Rambam say in Hilchas Mamrin? That is a memorable Rambam. The Rambam says, "Kishahayim bez nagol kaim lohoysem achlokz v'Yisrael ella called din shenol b'safid echli Yisrael shol the bezdin shebeiro." Anyone who had a safid went to the bezdin of his city. In yadu omrlo yim laver shol also bezdin mishlokav olim Yishlaim. If they knew they were telling, if not, they go to Yishlaim. Then there'd be various bezdin Yishlaim, including the bezdin agadol. What did the Rambam say? No one goes to the bezdin agadol. You go to the bezdin of your city, and if they don't know, they go to bezdin agadol. There's a system of intermediary representatives here, right? It's a representative democracy. You go to your Bez in the city, and they go to Bez in Agadol. That's what the Rambam writes. How do we know from the Psukim that the raw Bez in Agadol is Chal Derech, the Bezdin of your city? What did it say? What parsha does it talk about Bez in Agadol? Shoftim, what did it say? Ki Palem and Chad Avar L'Mishpat, Beidam L'Dam, Beidin L'Dim, Beinega L'Nega. What does Bisharecha mean? Bisharecha means Bezdin Ha'er, right? That's the Shar. You'll say, even though a Shar means the Bezdin of the air. They raised those Bisharecha to come to Elisa. Apparently, the Rambam understands that it's a Din D'Oraisa. Divrei Rios Bisharecha to come to Elisa. You don't go to Bezdin Ha'Gadol. You go to Bezdin Ha'er, to Sharecha. And if there's a Rib in Sharecha, which they can't resolve, then they go to Bezdin Ha'Gadol. I'll read you the Rambam again. It's a striking lashon. The Rambam says, Vimlav, if Bezin of a city does know Hari Yashol, Im also Bezin o Im Shluchav Olam Yisholim Vesholim. You go with the Bezin of the city or with the Shliach of the Bezin of the city. The Yachid doesn't go. He has to bring the Bezin of the city with him. So if you assume that this Divrei Sharecha is a proper deal, if you assume, let's assume one thing, which is not so hard. When the Rambam says that in the old days, all the Horos went through the Derech of the Bezin of the year, he was getting it from the Chumash, Divrei Rios Bisharecha. That was his interpretation of Bisharecha, right? Now, Shoftim Shoftim Ten Lecha V'chol Sha'arecha means in every city, right? The Rambam writes, the Chiv Bezin Agadol to appoint a Bezin in every city. So, maybe you could say a crazy Havamina. It's much easier to say crazy Havamina Maskana. What's the Svar? Mi'ana the Bezin is not mitzarif to the Tzibur, Mi'ana the Ir, because the only way to be mitzaref to Horas Bezdin Hagadol is via Bezdin Ha'ir. What do you mean? You only can bring a carbon seber if you're mitzurf to the Horas Bezdin Hagadol. How are you mitzurf to the Horas Bezdin Hagadol? Only because your Bezdin Ha'ir is mitzurf to Bezdin Hagadol. So what's the Hav, Mina? If most of your city followed it, that means the Horas Chal through the Bezdin of your ear. The Bezdin of your ear work together with the Bezdin Agadol to influence the majority of your city to follow it. Then you're Mitzurf Karban Tzibur. What's the Hav here of Nisim Gol according to my second way? That's the non Mechudesh Maskana, but the Mechudesh Hav Mina. Right? That no, if only Miyot of your city sinned, means Rove of your city didn't accept the Ras Bezdin Agadol. So what? That means the Bezdin of your city is not part of the toast. The Bezdin of your city is not part of the Horah because they didn't influence Rov your city. And if the Bezdin of your city is not part of the Horah, then you're not connected to Bezdin Agadol. Because the only way to be connected, the only way to cobble the Horah of Bezdin Agadol is through the Bezdin Ha'ir. The Havmin is if most of the air refused to listen, that means the Bezdin of your ear didn't pass on this Horah. If the Bezdin of your ear didn't pass on this Horah, then you're not connected to the Horah. What do you mean? How can I be connected? I'm only connected to what happens in the Sanhedrin because of my city court system. So if my city's not connected, The Havni is we can't be part of the Karban Tzibur. Maybe we're tzarchening lo takana. Or maybe we have to bring something new. Maybe that's the crazy Havni of Rav Nissim going, based on Bisharecha on the Rambam and Hilchos Mamrim, that you only receive the Hora Bezdin Agadol through the Hora, through your Bezdin of your city. Therefore, a city whose Bezdin influence were over the people received the Hora. A city whose Bezdin didn't paskin for over their people didn't receive that Hora. And you would have a Havni that you can't join the Karban Tzibur. And then Kamash one, no, everyone can join the Karban Tzibur. Right? So the Kamash one's not a Chiddush, but maybe that's a crazy Havmina. If you take, so we have two ways to read Rav Nissim Gaon. One way to say Taka the Maskana really is crazy, quote unquote. It's a tremendous Chiddush, but it's a true Chiddush, and a tremendous Chumra that in a Avodah Zarah, the mute affects the Tzibur more. Or you can say, no, Taka the Maskana is no Chiddush at all. It just means you join Rav Tzibur to bring Karban Tzibur, not you bring your own Karban Tzibur. The Havmina is a Chiddush. Havmina is that when the Tzibur brings a carbon for the whole Tzibur, it only includes Jews who lived in a city where most of the people in that city followed them. Maybe that's not a crazy half amina. Because if you assume you can only follow Bezdin HaGadol by following your local Bezdin who follows Bezdin HaGadol, then if most of the people in your city didn't follow it, then you're not following Bezdin HaGadol. You have no connection to Bezdin HaGadol anymore. And maybe that's the half amina. Okay, I'm done.
But the whole concept of carbon Tzibur is... it doesn't matter who does what in the end. The Tzibur is brought to the Beis HaMikdash by the, it's, you know, it's a government-wide thing. Like, there is a carbon Tzibur for everybody. So how could you even have a Havamina if it's not that like that?
No, but for example, I'm getting to Machlokas Amorot here. What if Bezdin made a Horah that this gets complicated, but at least we're going to one sheet. Bezdin made a Horah that a certain Chela was Mutter, and I didn't hear the Horah, but I mistakenly ate it because I mixed up which piece it was. So then I'm not Yotze with the Karban Tzibur. Why? Because it only goes on the people who got that Horah, not on Stam, anyone in the Jewish people. So, now that's Machlokes Amoraim, but that's more or less how we paskin, Be'ikaron. So I think you can get away with it as a Havmina.
So in the definition of the Havmina, are we assuming that the Beis Din of the Ir Beshita kind of put their foot down and said, we're not passing this on, or are we saying just...
we're assuming Mimela. Right, exactly. Alpidin, that Bezdin did not pass on the Masara. The Horah. Okay, that's so much for the previous Sugya. The Pesman Alpha. Actually, not so much. Just,
that's,
yeah.
But that, as I understand it, what you're saying, there's two separate things here. Carbon Tzibur is always brought by the Tzibur as a whole. The Rav said this is different. Does it apply to me?
Does it mechaper for me? Right, because the carbon Tzibur is not mechaper for everyone, only for the people who did it al pi Horas Bezdin.
But the carbon Tzibur is always brought for the entire Kham.
Right.
So, okay.
One other ha'ara that I had here on the Makoros sheet before we go on to whether someone has a brain in their head or not. The Tosos has an interesting kasha in Dibras al Ma, which then has a little... marginal note added, which became Dir Masal Verabanan. Tosi asks, Ma'avod uscham dover shechayim al-zona karis v'im tomar, ve'ema ma'avod uscham shechayim al-zona skila. How do we know that you bring a carbon for everything that's karis? Because we compare it to Avodah Zarah. Maybe only things that's skila like Avodah Zarah. Yishlomar delog arminel ma'adich siv ha'yikra, delog siv ha'sam ela karis. No, we don't learn that it has to be exactly like Avodah Zarah. Only things which are in that pasuk. And in that pasuk, in Shlach it says, so really, we don't say you only bring karbanos on things that are like Avodah Zarah. I mean, only things that are like the parts of Avodah Zarah that are mentioned in this paragraph, which is karis. And likewise, we don't learn that you need a lav to bring a chatas. Because it doesn't say lav Avodah Zarah in the parsha, it only says karis. And how do we know that you don't need a lav to bring a chatas? Tate the parapas of the makas, we might pass a meal, we should be in a dummy of Avodah Zarah, the Amar Rahman of Losavit, of Haki Kumasainu, the low might, we should be less blue lav from Avodah Zarah. Specifically, Makas says the reason you don't bring a chatas for Mila and Pesach is not because you need a lav to bring a karban. It's because you need to have done something, and here you didn't do something. And then it makes sense, because it mentions the Parsha Karis, and it mentions doing something, on Nefesh Tase. So you need Petase and Karis to bring a Chatas, whatever it is, Asiya and Karis brings a Chatas, but otherwise it doesn't have to be similar to Avodah Zarah.
Umihu the Rebbe the Nafkal Chatas Me Aleha by Lava Kareish Kumo Bachazisha. But for Rebbe, who learns Chatas from Aleha Aleha and not from the Hekeshova Dazara, then you only bring a Chatas things that have a Lav and Kareis like Achos Isha. Okay, so far not so controversial. Vasi Shaper Dibishwas Darish Rebbe Porik Olam Make for Brisim Galapanim. Isbu kareis v'lo chashe lo v'hadi shisha shloshim krisos v'shum v'lo ashkechan b'hu lav. So Tosfos asking an interesting kasha. The Gemara darshins in Masechus Shavuos, right, that all their various Yom Kippur's machaper, according to Rebbe, remember Rebbe says Yom Kippur's machaper without tshuva, except for porik ol and made for bris and megalopanim, right? So porik ol means you renounce the yoke of the mitzvos, made for bris means, let's assume, some shot, you undo, surgically undo your bris mila, like the Hanukkah story, all the Mesiavnim did. And Megalopanim means not like some people think it means Megalopanim Shaloka Alacha. I mean, you misinterpret the Torah. Megalopanim means, Gilui Panim means brazenness, right? You brazenly reject the Torah. So these people are Chayiv Karis, right? It says Hikaris Tikaris. So Tosfos has a famous Kasha. Tosfos says, Mefer Bris. Porik Ola Megalopanim. Why don't they bring a Karban Chatas? It's an Avir that you're Chayiv Karis for, right? So why don't you bring a Karban Chatas for it? Right? It says in the Mishnah beginning Krisos, Shloshim Shesh Krisos Amurs Matorah, right? There are 36 Krisos. Of course, like all these things, it depends how you count. The Rambam counts it as 43 without disagreeing with that Mishnah. You know, it just depends what you count when you count the subcategories or not. But all those 36 krisos, you can find them all. None of them are porik ol, mefer bris, and megale, and megalopanim. So the kasha is, why is there no kares on porik ol, mefer bris, and megalopanim? I mean, these things seem... Sorry, no, why is there no kares? Why is there no chatas? So what does Tosfos say? Tosfos takes a two-pronged approach. Right, what does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, well, there's one answer for Rebbe, and there's one answer for the Chachamim. What's the answer for Rebbe? Why is there no Chatas on these Chayvi Krisos? Because there's no Lav, and Rebbe requires a Lav, even though it's Mefurish and Makos that you don't need a Lav. No, the Rabbanim don't need a Lav, because they learn from Avodah Zarah only from things that are in the Parsha, which is Maisa and Karis. But Rebbe learns from Achos Isha, needs a Lav. And therefore, for Rebbe, you get out of it. Oh, what about for the Rabbanan, who say you can have katas without a lav as long as you do something? These people did something. So, it adds, the Tosfos himself didn't answer that. Some of the parallel Tosfos don't have an answer for the Rabbanan. But someone added in the side of Tosfos that Gilyon, Rabbanan, less than Kars Barakol, made from Brism Galapanim, Elamokim Gilyon, Kris Vodas Kovim, Sof, Perak Arba Misos. And it was only Rebbe who said the Brisa in Shavuos. Right, the Brisa in Shavuos, which said that Yom Kippur is Machaper for everything except for these three Krisos, was Rebbe talking, right? Rebbe's the one who holds Yom Kippur as Machaper on its own. So the Chachamim, even though it never said the Chacham disagree about these three things, but Tos says, no, the Chacham disagree about these three things. Ah, then how do they, what do they think is Chayiv Karis here? They darshan these Krisos in another way. We have other ways to darshan this. So he says the Chachamim disagree. Basically, the Chachamim hold, there's no kares for these three averos. So it's no problem. Chacham hold, there's no kares in the first place. Of course, no chatas. Rebbe thinks there is kares because he's the one who says there's kares. He luckily holds that you're only bringing a karban chatas, but there's a lav, and therefore, explains why there's no karban chatas. So now we know why it's not in the Mishnah in the beginning of Krisos. Okay, that's one possibility. In the Krisos, in the ninth comment of the Sheet of Gretz in Krisos, which is in the back here, right? The way Sheet of Gretz works in Kutchim is that the one piece that they don't root for in the margin in the Rabbeinu Hananel slot. So it just says see the back. this is a very small print. Exceedingly so. But it says here, some of these lines are a little hard to understand. That's why I put in brackets. Because some of these you have to break your heads over. But yeah, the Hekshar of Yaakov Mirlin's on my low tani. This is the beginning of Krisos on that Mishnah. So why don't we add these three things? Parakol make prism galapana b'torsh lo kalacha. The nafkal and karis v'dech shvuas v'dech sim kivar shem lazavis v'soy far v'yish loma. D'mastis and libidar abonan v'rebi hu d'darish hasam inami. Afilo libidar rabbi l'masam v'sins d'ha. V'hecha nafkal l'chaim v'sh l'gos chadmi. Achos ish d'ash simach z'im z'chadish ha'im z'gos chadmi. V'al z'zor karis. Af kol v'achinami neima etc. Tosfos. Right, so one answer he quotes, he's quoting all kinds of, like, the different verses of Tosfos. That's most of what the Shiva Gevetz's quotes on Kutchin. I mean, he doesn't have Rashbas and Rambans and Rishbas to quote. So basically, he quotes at first and does a similar idea. He just says, look, according to Rebbe, it's because they don't lav. And according to Rabbanan, he has a different answer. Or the Mishnah according to the Masnisa Aliba de Rabban, either according to the Rebbe there's no love, or you suggest maybe that Mishnah is not a Aliba de Rebbe, so it's not a problem for Rebbe. Okay, but that's the same basic idea that we have. Then he quotes, Umi Masnisa Asi Rebbe Ludehu, okay, Ad Kantos Rush, Migilo until the Kotos was Zayatir, it's a porco line over to Chum. Made for bris haim mila umegal upon him mucha chasan v'lav chay bekaris gomer el machnisus solakipa. We're not sure what that means. Mk lo maizi carbon aleihem. So what does he quote here from the Tosos Ksav? Yad a second answer. So this is one general approach. A second answer is the Tosos Ksav Yad in the Shittim Mekubetzes Krisos. He says, really, there are not three new Krisos here. Really, there are not three new krisos. And he says, look, you have to know what they mean by these three phrases. He says, there are no new krisos here. Why? He says, porek ol equals avodah zarah. Porek ol doesn't mean you're a mummer and you reject the mitzvos. And you abandon mitzvos. Porek Ol means you worship Avodah Zarah. After all, Porek Ol of Hashem worship Avodah Zarah. And Avodah Zarah is one of the 36 krisos. Mefer Bris equals Mila. Why is Mefer Bris Chayv Kares? Because he didn't do a Bris Mila. Not doing a Bris Mila, we already know, is one of the krisos. It's just one of the krisos that you're not Chayv for, because it's the problem with Mefer Bris, not that you were Mefer Bris. Problem make bris that you didn't do a bris mila. Maybe he didn't make no kimtas, referring to someone who never did a bris mila. Porek ol means a guy who worshipped idols. That's in the Mishnah, your chayv chatas. Mefer bris means a guy who never got a bris mila. It's also in the Mishnah. You're potter from a chatas because you didn't do anything active. And he says, megal lepanim is lav davka karis. Megal lepanim is not really karis. He says, basically, what he's saying is that Rebbe was not making a new drasha, there are three new Averis Yerchayiv Karis in the Gemara Shuas. Never meant to make a new drasha, three new Averis Yerchayiv Karis. It's just talking about three Averis you already knew were Chayiv Karis. One is Porek Ol, and just saying they're very bad. Porek Ol, you already knew was Chayiv Karis, another word for Avodah Zarah. Mefer Bris, you already knew was Chayiv Karis, another word for Bittul Asei Bris Mila. And Megalapana is Lavdav Chayiv Karis, it just means it's very, very bad. So it's not exactly clear. He says something about Megalapanim is not really Karis, but Mechnisa, so the Kippah, we kill you with the Kippah. Kippah meaning jail, not Yarmulke. But it's not so clear exactly what he means, the footnotes point out. I don't know, if I was to be bold, maybe I would switch the gear side. I'd say maybe Megalapanim is Avodah Zarah and Porek Ol is Mechnisa, so the Kippah, because that's someone who does a dozen lav, and three times they put him in the kippah. Or maybe he thinks Megalapanim means if you do lav him again and again, and then they put you in the kippah. Okay, that's what he says. There are no krisos added here. Two of them are already karis, and the third one is not really karis. It just means it's very bad, and they call it karis, lav davka. Okay, that's two approaches. However, the Rav has a different answer, which is based on a few Rishonim. Based on a lot of Rishonim. The question is, does all karis mean the same thing? Right? Here is actually unfair, because some of the Rishonim knew the answers, and they attacked the Rambam anyway. Anyone go to Wednesday before lunch? Right? So what did the Rambam say karis means? The worst punishment, the Rambam says the worst punishment is karis. And what does karis mean, says the Rambam? No, not going to Olam Haba.
Right, forgetting about the philosophical details now. But karis means losing your chelik in olam haba, right? Okay, exactly what it means to lose your chelik in olam haba, that we'll leave on Wednesdays. But where does the Rambam know that karis means losing your chelik in olam haba? Because what drasha did he quote from Chazal? Which is also from this Gemara in Shavuos that was quoted. Hikaris ha-nefesh ahi. Hikaris ba'olam hazeh, hikaris ba'olam haba. So now, the Rishonim ask on the Rambam. They say, what do you mean? You mean if a tzaddik gomer eats a kazayis of chametz on Pesach, he loses his chelik in olam haba? Right? Or whatever he is, he's a tzaddik gomer. I don't know why he would eat a kazayis of chametz on Pesach. He was very hungry. His yetzer overcame him once. And he was ba'al nida. It happens once. Even the tzaddik gomer's yetzer overcame him once. Okay. So he lost his chelik in olam haba? Does that really make sense? That really makes sense that karis means losing your chelik in olam haba? Why should one guy, he never really did anything so great, he just happened to never have the chance to violate the chayvi krisos. So he gets a chelik in olam haba? And the tzaddik gomer eats one kzais of chelev, doesn't get a chelik in olam haba? So that's the attack on the Rambam. But really, it's a totally unfair attack. Because what's that pasuk of ikaris dikaris hanefshah he talking about? That pasuk is talking about Porik Ol made for Brisa Megal upon him. And Taka, what does the Rambam think about Porik Ol made for Brisa Megal upon him? Where does the Rambam tell you who doesn't have a chelik in olam haba? Perik?
Gimel.
Excellent. Hilchos Teshuvah Perik Gimel, he tells you all the people who have no chelik in olam haba. And who are some of those people who have no chelik in olam haba in Hilchos Teshuvah Perik Gimel? You know, there's a very long list there. Much longer than the 13 Ikarim. Meaning it's not just people who deny the 13 Ikarim. It seems to include all of them, but it has more people also. Right? He says, who are the people who know Chelim Olam Haba? Right? Hamina Vabikorsim HaKof Matorah Kof Matchitz Amazim Yas Goel Amordim Machtiya Rabim Porshim Dafrit Siro Sevier Begad Ram for Hesya Vamosher Matili Imal Tzir Shloshi Shemayim Shofi Dom Baal Roshar Vamosher Harlaso. Who did he gather? Moshe Harlaso, someone who reverses his Bris Mila. That's made for bris. Who else does he count? Megal Panim. That's osa averos biyad rama. The Rambam says, what's an osa averos biyad rama? An osa averos biyad rama, the Rambam says, is zeh nekra megal panim batorah. And porik ol, mistama, I assume, means porish midarke. Maybe it means porish midarke tzibur. Maybe it means mummer. Maybe porik ol probably means mummer. What's a mummer? Mummer, shehezik atzma, so the baby zod, who heard in this parsing, but, right? You said, oh, I don't have to keep this mitzvah anymore. So the Rambam does count these three people as not having chelik in olam haba. The Rambam basically discusses porik ol megal panim and made for bris as not having chelik in olam haba in Hilchos Teshuvah. Where does the Rambam discuss all the rest of the chayvi krisos? In Hilchos. Sefer Karbanos Hilchos Gadlos, right? He says there are 43 krisos of the Torah. He's not arguing on the mission of 36. He's just counting the subcategories a little more. And if you do any of these, you're chayiv karis b'mezid, and b'shogeg, you bring a karban chatas. I mean, the Rambam clearly tells us that there are two different meanings of chayiv karis. There is chayiv karis of the regular chayiv karis, which you bring a karban chatas, of the regular chayiv karis, which are the shlosh v'sheish krisos, and there's chayiv karis of losing your chelik olam haba, which are made for bris, megala Torah, porik ol, made for bris, megala Torah. And Reni Yonah says the same thing. Reni Yonah, you know, the coolest part of Reni Yonah Shari Tshuva is Chelik Gimel. We list all the different levels of chumras of all of Eros, but there's a lot of different levels in there. He says, then the next chumra level is Chayvi Krisos, and those are really bad. There are two kinds. The regular Chayvi Krisos, which are like the 36 things, like the Arias and the Pesach and Yom Kippur, and then there are the really bad ones, which are really the 10th level, the ones that mean loser Chelik and Olam Haba. There are two meanings of karis. There's the karis of chayiv krisos, regular chayiv krisos, and the karis of losing chelik in olam haba. And I put in brackets there, the Ramban, the Shar Gemul says the same thing. Says there's some karises. He doesn't say quite so explicitly. He says there's chayiv karis, and some karises mean he karis, ki karis, and efshah, he loser chelik in olam haba. And then he describes what it means to go to Gehenna and loser chelik in olam haba. But what do the Rishonim seem to assume? The Rishonim assume that these three things, even if they're chayiv karis, they're not chayiv the same kind of karis as the 36 krisos. The 36 krisos are chayiv one kind of karis, which means you bring a karbon, and exactly what happens to your chayiv karis, the Gemara seems to assume that it refers to hu nichras, maybe zaro nichras, right? Karis for olam hazeh. Olam hazeh karis. Look at the Gemara says about karis for the 36 krisos. It's olam hazeh karis, right? Hu nichras, zaro nichras, is it 50, is it 60? We discussed the olam daf bezam and aleph as a tangent in Tosfos. These porik ol made from megalopon, that's a much worse karis. That's ein lo chiluk olam haba. It's a different kind of karis. So now, what do you want to say? You could say, I think, very, very pashat. That, just the Rav says, very lundish. You could say even that lundish. You could say, no, there's two different kinds of karis. The kash is, why are these three things in the list of 36 krisos? The answer is, because that's the one kind, that's the karis A, which you bring a carbon for. This is karis B, you don't bring a carbon for. And that's, I think, the most pashat answer. That's what the Rav said, right? The Rav wanted to prove this in the Rambam. If you look, you'll see he doesn't really have proofs in the Rambam, but I think it's a good answer nonetheless. The Rav pointed out, based on the Rishonim, that they're two different types of karis. Only the regular Olam Hazeh karis brings a chatas, not the Olam Haba karis. But the Rav just adds one knesh, which I think is very nice. He says, but why? Why wouldn't you bring a chatas if you do this more chomer kind of karis? So you could just say, well, if something's more chomer, then maybe you can't bring a carbon for it. The Rav says very nicely, he says, mefer bris pork olam galopanim. Which lav are they bringing a karis? Which lav are they kind of karis for? Mefer bris, right? Mefer bris, according to most people, I don't know about Tosfos Avyad, but for most people, it means you surgically reverse your mila in order to assimilate into the goyim. I mean, nowadays in America, you have to get a bris mila to assimilate into the goyim. But because all the goyim have bris mila, but in the old days, for the Greeks, it was very, very chashuv then to not have a bris mila. And if you wanted to really Hellenize and assimilate properly, you had to surgically reverse the bris mila, which was real mesiras nefesh for evil. You can do mesiras nefesh, at least do mesiras nefesh for good. All right, no. So, what lav did he violate? What lav is he chayiv karis for? The Mefer Bris. Not so clear. But what's the real answer? If I asked you just common sense, which lav is he chayiv karis for? What would you answer me?
The Bittel Asi Bris.
It's not so clear even that counts the Bittel Asi Bris Mila. It's not so clear that it's Chol Shem Orla. But it's better than that. No, come on. What lav? What? The answer is not any lav. Because he's rejecting Judaism. Right? That Mefer Bris means you're rejecting your whole connection to God and Judaism. Porik Ol, Megalopanim. What's a Megalopanim? Megalopanim means one guy, right? What's Megalopanim? One guy says, oh, you know, I like to eat ham. So he goes and eats some ham. He's Chayiv Malkus. Another guy says, ham, and he gets up and says, we're making a demonstration, and we're eating ham, and we're showing those datiyim they can't have tviyat datit to keep the ham away from us. And he gets up and says, look, I'm eating ham, and I don't care what the Haredim say. Right? That's Megalopanim. Which lav did he do that the first guy didn't do? They both did the lav of eating behemoth's meah. The answer is one guy was not so good, and his Yetzer Hara overcame his Yetzer Tov, and he ate treif, and the other guy is rejecting God. And the same thing for Porik Ol. What does Porik Ol mean? One guy, his Yetzer Hara keeps getting the better of him, and he has a big Yetzer Hara, he commits adultery every week. He just has, he really likes this girl, and what can he do? She's married, and his Yetzer Hara gets the better of him. Well, the other guy says, adultery, I don't hold from that anymore. That's old-fashioned. Now that we're in the 60s, we don't keep this anymore. So the first guy is Taka. He's in big trouble spiritually, but he's not a Porik Ol. The second guy's a Porik Ol. What did the second guy do lav the first guy didn't do? They both bowl. Maybe the first guy was bowled Ishish more times. Who knows? It's a matter of happenstance. The answer is because one guy is rejecting the Torah, one guy isn't. So the Rav basically says that it's not just these three krisos are not krisos for averos. What's the Rav, of course, going to say? You're not 36 people are chayiv karis for the avera. What are these three people chayiv karis for? Exactly, for the Shem Gavra. For the Shem Gavra. Now, he doesn't just mean abstract silliness there. By Shem Gavra, he means for being not a Jew. Right? For making themselves mufka from Torah. Which is on a totally different level. And that's what the Rav explained. The Rav explained that these 36 are chayav for Maisa Aveira. Three are chayav for Chaloshem Begavra, which doesn't mean fancy footwork. It means 36 people did something wrong. They're chayav for what they did. These people aren't chayav for what they did. They're chayav for who they are. Meaning, they have no chayav, no haba, because they have no chayav. They actually willingly signed off and renounced their chayav. If they have no chayav, they have no chayav. And therefore, the Rav says it's obvious. A chatas is only for... Why do these three people not bring a chatas? We already know a chatas is only for a ma'is aveira. You only bring a chatas for doing an aveira. Right? V'asu v'shogeg. These three people, it's not what they did, it's who they are. You can't bring a chatas for who you are. You can only bring a chatas for who you did. So it's obvious why they don't bring a karmen chatas. That's the Rav's lumdus, which is well-founded Rishonim. The Rishonim say it in a more philosophical way, not in a lumdus way. This is a totally different kind of kares, which is, and it's far, it's not for an aveira. It's not for a lav. It's not for an aveira. It's for being a certain kind of person. And chattises are only made for aviras you do, not for who you are.
I don't know if it's the same thing, but you can't do these for shogeg.
What?
Even if there was a lot, there's no shogeg.
You mean you just want to say there's no hate tendency of doing them for shogeg? That is a, well, made for a bris, you can do the shogeg, maybe. I mean, it's a little funny, because the whole point of what I'm saying is that it's like sort of not shaykh and shogeg. What kind of shogeg? Meaning, of course, you could be a shogeg of just thinking that you shouldn't believe in the Torah. Then, as Rav Chaim says, right? Nebuch Apikoros is still an Apikoros. So, that's an interesting answer. Maybe you just say, these are things, what you want to say, which fits in with the Rav and the Rishonim, is that these are things, by definition, you can't do a shogeg. Because you know what? If you reverse your bris milah because you think that's okay, al pidin, that's not made for bris. That's just a technical problem of Maris Ayin. Right, that it looks, you know, and if you're megal upon him because you think it's okay to be megal upon him, then you're not being megal upon him. Right, if I get up and say, you know what, this swordfish, I'm eating this swordfish, and all the Haredim with their kashrus monopoly and their mafia can go to Gehenna, and I'm eating this swordfish because it's really kosher, and I'm showing you, right? And Taka, I was wrong, and I wasn't really megal upon him. Because if I did it by mistake, and I was Megal upon him and the other people on the other side of the Machlokas, but Eil Veil Dirlukim Chayim, and I was really just having a Shita. And I'm, of course, Porik Ol. If you're Porik Ol because you think it's okay to not do this mitzvah, then you're not really Porik Ol. So that's a nice shot. Then you'll say, once you understand what these three things, it's not the technical thing you did. Technically, you can be made for Bris B'Shogeg. It's the rejection of the Torah, then by definition, you don't even need the Rav. By definition, you can have a Hekatim of Shogeg. Because once you do a Shogeg, you're not even doing it, because what's important is not the mice you do, but the attitude you have, then by definition, when you do b'shogeg, you're not doing it, and that would be a 3.1. I think it would be a valid answer, which again, works based on the same understanding that it's not about what you do, like eating chaylev. It's about who you are. You can't be the wrong kind of person b'shogeg. So I think that's also valid. We'll just put Daniel Gutenberg, so you have no problem. Okay. Now, just one... last ha'ara, because I guess next time we'll start with Moch B'Kad Kado. One last ha'ara, which I don't have anything to say about, but I'm interested to hear. The Rambam, remember we have a number of opinions about where we know, actually, see, it's already 12:45. Okay, I'll start next time by just mentioning that I don't have a good shot in the how the Rambam knows the Isser of Arayas Mitzaros. I mean, I give you a lot of bad shit. Disrespectful way. I give you a lot of dachuk pshatim, but I don't have a good shot. If anyone comes up with a good shot, then we can switch places by Thursday. And then we'll have to go on with the sugya of Moach B'Kad Kado. How far we'll get on Thursday. All right, we'll have to see whether we can finish on Thursday, or it'll take us a little longer. So either Thursday or Monday.